Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Robin, roll 'em. All right, we're going to go on negative 12. Ready, David?
Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Negative 1, negative 2, negative 3, negative 4, negative 5, negative 6, negative 7, negative 8, negative 9, negative 10, negative 11, negative 12. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm David So.
I like your hat.
Oh, thank you. I'm a Hawaiian boy.
You look like Dick Twazy.
Oh, I look like Sherry Cola, really. And the fact that she doesn't think we look alike is madness.
I think she sees it now.
Oh, yeah. Now? What are you talking about? I literally had my face side by side to her. I was like, what the fuck is this? Jesus Christ, I love her.
You guys should make sweet love and film it.
That is disgusting. Not that she's disgusting, but literally fucking myself, huh?
That's gross to you?
No, of course. It's weird. What are you talking about, dude?
I would, would I date myself? Let's see. If I was a girl, would I? Oh, of course I'd date myself. I'm awesome. Come on.
I wonder what you would look like as a girl.
You know what? You would think that it's not great. But one time, I was filming.
You would think it was yuck.
You would think it's yuck, but on the contrary, my guy, it's pretty motherfucking yum.
Really?
We were filming this video called Kings of YouTube way back, way back when. And there's one part where I come out, they put a wig on me, they did my full makeup. And bruh, I come out, and my boy Peter, he's like, he says, bro, at first when you came in, I was like, who's that fucking hot-ass girl? And I'm like, I know, bro, because I'm fucking cute.
That's fucking gross. I was like, God damn, dude. Look at the fucking nagas on that bitch, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you feeling? How do you feel? We didn't tell this story on the last episode, but we were locked out of our studio for a second when we came here. And I brought David like this delicious garlic and butter fish from this spot called Don Chewy's by my place.
That's really fucking good.
Yeah, and I was like, we're gonna eat it on camera, but then like we were locked out, the thing was stuck. And so we're just chilling, talking while we, you know, waited to see if the problem could get resolved. And I was hungry.
Dude. So, you know what's so random? So Robin Couch actually brought up this random fucking memory. And
please do. Tell me.
I told this before on somebody else's podcast, but not my own. But now that it's fresh in my head, I might as well tell this.
Tell us this story because I'm dying to hear a new story because I'm so sick of us.
I'm so sick of us just telling the same shit over and over. But we have new listeners though. And they get surprised every time.
They really do, and because we've been doing this shit for a long-ass time,
11, 12 years, dude.
All right, bring it on. Tell me your new stupid story.
So years ago, right, and like I would always tell these stories of like how back in the day, like I kind of grew up around like, you know, some shady-ass people.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them turned out great. Some of them are still in jail now. Some of them ended up being murderers.
Uh-huh. So they are unalive.
Yeah, they are unalive. TikTok safe. They are so unalive right now. But... So when I went to the University of California, Riverside, right, at that time, that school was a piece of fucking shit.
UCR.
Yes. There was nothing there. And a lot of people who couldn't go into the colleges that they wanted to go, they went to that university. Mm-hmm. There was only two universities that took me in, UCR and UC Merced.
UCM.
Yes, UCM. So I didn't like being there at all.
Okay.
Right? I was away from my girlfriend. Like, Riverside is literally the fucking butthole of Southern California. It sucks over there. It sucks ass. And so that just ended up me being a little pissy or whatever.
It was a pissy boy.
You know, I tried to be a happy boy. Wasn't doing very well, specifically because like you're kind of like, I don't know, neighborhood institutionalized. So you kind of have your guard up all the time. You're afraid, I don't know, somebody's going to rob you at all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're in college. It's not going to really happen.
Right.
Long story short, with this second year already started.
No, long story long, bro.
Okay, long story long. All right, there was this dude. His name was Adam.
Okay.
Adam at the time was an older dude that ended up staying at the dorms because he wanted the dorm experience.
Loser!
We thought it was a little weird at first, right? Turns out a really nice guy, though.
Yeah.
I really like Adam.
A loser? I take it back.
No, he was a little bit of a loser.
A little bit of a loser!
Adam, if you're listening to this, I love you. But he was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years older than us. Really dope because he could buy us alcohol and stuff.
Okay.
Well, when we moved to out of the dorm, everybody decided to, you know, link up with other people who we liked, and then we lived with each other.
Okay.
So Adam ended up living with this person. Good. We're not going to use last names. These are very generic names. So let's just actually let's call her Debbie, which is her name. Okay. And then this other girl named Raina.
Okay.
So Debbie was bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Adam is heterosexual.
Uh-huh.
Raina came out in college.
Okay.
Debbie was her first experience.
Okay.
They ended up getting together. Raina, by the way, was really, really fucking pretty.
Okay.
And when we found out that she was lesbian, everybody was like, fuck!
God damn it, yeah. You're like, God damn it, but ew.
I know, God damn it, but oh, yes. So they eventually get up together. They were both like gothy looking girls too, which by the way, hot.
Love it.
Right. while they were living together, apparently Adam ended up making out with Debbie.
Oh my.
The bisexual girl.
Okay.
Raina finds out. Raina's really, really pissed.
But this is before Debbie and Raina got together?
No, they were together.
Oh, okay.
So while they were living together, things got weird. I think he eventually moved out, obviously, right? Because it got really weird.
Right.
But the thing about it is Raina ended up being super fucking angry about that shit, right? But not even at Debbie, at Adam.
Okay.
So Raina thinking that she knows a couple of thugs or whatever, right? Gangsters, as you will.
Yeah.
This is a fucking college. And mind you, like Riverside, though, they had some fucking gangbangers in there. Like,
yeah.
Like Riverside is, I don't know if it's still like that at the time, was fucking hood. Like there were some hood ass people, but these guys were not.
Ah.
And so there was a birthday for one of our friends named Sylvia, right?
Okay.
And before this birthday happened, I specifically told one of our friends who was throwing the party, like, look, don't invite, you either invite Adam or you invite the other two, but not them together because it's going to be a whole big ordeal.
I see.
So this girl, Raina, got super jealous. So she invited these two dudes who are frat boys to jump Adam at a birthday party.
At that party?
At that birthday party.
Okay.
Which is fucking stupid as shit.
So
which,
stupid.
And so I see these two dudes. I don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
They come into this party and I'm already pissed. I actually, by second year, I already got dumped. So I was already like not in a good mood. You know, I got dumped. I was pissed. And so
it's funny that you were like, I got dumped that year. So I was pissed whole year.
I was so mad. You could leave me? Right? Not in the best mood ever, right? You know, you're trying to reinvent yourself in college. You're just really this awkward guy. I don't want to do any of this stuff or kick it with the people I used to kick it with.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to just live a better life.
Right, right.
But, you know, old habits tend to die really hard. So long story short with this, this guy comes in and he just starts starting shit with Adam.
Okay.
Adam's a really just dweeby nice guy.
Yeah.
And I'm out in the patio. And at this time, I used to always carry like a knife with me, right? Just because I don't know if some shit went down. You don't really know.
In case you were hungry.
Yeah, and we're in Riverside too. You know, I need apples. So, you know, I'm like, why do you carry a knife? Because apples, fool.
Yeah, you never know. Keep the doctor away.
Yeah. So, you know, whenever I eat tamales, I need to slice it up and share with my friends. So I always had a knife on me. This dude comes in. Our friend who threw the party, he goes, hey, I need you to handle this shit. And that's just all I need. I was already not in a good fucking mood.
Right, right.
So I go out there and I take the knife and I fucking grab the dude and I slam him to the wall and I put a knife to his throat.
One of the fake thugs.
One of the fake thugs. Yeah. And I was already irritated too because he was, I'm not gonna say the gang's name, but he basically said he repped the gang, right? But the biggest tell of all, you fucking idiot, is that he's clearly not in a gang because he said two separate gang names and he just put it together as one.
He said, I'm Pyru, cuz.
Exactly, dude. You ever heard of fucking Blood Crips? Purples? You know, and so he was just saying nonsense and he flashed this little stupid dweeby little tattoo. And if you're in a part of this gang, it's just the name of the gang.
Okay.
And it was like a generic dragon tattoo.
Oh, God.
And it was already irritating me, right? Especially because we don't like hood hoppers. We don't like fucking posers and fucking phonies and fakes.
Mm-hmm. And he was all that.
Yeah, and he was trying to jump a dude at a birthday party, dude.
So stupid, yeah.
Already pissed. Put the fucking, you know, knife to his throat to see what he's about. This dude, I remember he was on the wall breathing super heavy with his neck turned away because he was scared shitless.
Mm-hmm.
I at that time was like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not a thug either. You just happen to grow up around bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was embarrassed, to be honest with you.
Oh, because you did that in front of people?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're in college now, you know, be a better person.
Yeah.
Toss the knife away, whatever. One of our buddies grabbed it and walked away. He was campus security.
Mm.
I'm calming down. The other dude tries to punch me from the back of my head.
Oh,
and
God.
I look and I fucking ducked. He missed. At that point, you know, I don't really know how to fight, but I could swing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
swinging. wild. And I miss, so I started punching holes in the wall because the guy kept ducking my hooks.
Oh, God.
And on the third one, crack him, boom, break his nose.
Boom.
Busted his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Sylvia grabs me. I felt so bad. She goes, promise me you're going to be calm. Promise me you're going to be calm. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, another girl that was at that birthday party, she freaked the fuck out and started screaming when I pulled out the knife because her boyfriend just got stabbed to death like a week ago.
Sheesh.
Didn't fucking know this until after. Yeah. You know? But she's so aggressive.
So you pulled the knife out, you're like, trigger warning! Trigger warning!
Porque I have to do this. Con permiso, I have to do this. But Sylvia grabs, she goes, promise me you're going to calm down, you're going to calm down. And she's worried. I'm like, cool, I'm calm. That guy looks at me while she's grabbing me and he goes, you're a bitch.
Oh, God.
Bro, I felt so bad. I chucked that little girl like a little paperweight and I threw her aside. Yeah. I run up to I grab him and I throw him through the fucking patio door.
Oh, dear.
Go through the patio door. I sock him. I bust his nose too.
Mm-hmm.
People are grabbing me. He's running out. He's hopping over because the balcony is on the first floor. So he just hops over it and you hear this dude just cursing me out. I'm a fucking kill you. I'm gonna get all my boys to come over and fucking murder you. Mm. I was like, okay, bet, let's go.
Yeah.
I grab this steel bat that they have at the apartment because they use it for, you know, whatever. And I grab it. And I remember I sit down in the middle of the apartment and I'm like, I'm away for you.
Yeah.
All my friends freak out. They grab me and they take me away. I don't know what happened to the other fucking guy. That guy just bounced and he jetted. So what happened after that was that the guys that he brought over were fucking frat boys, dude.
Fucking drunk little frat boys.
But a bunch of frat boys, they actually pull out the stop sign that was in the corner of the street.
God.
And they fucking throw it through the window.
Oh my goodness, like a movie.
Like throws the fucking stop sign. I don't know how they lifted it out of the fucking dirt in the first place, but they threw the fucking stop sign through the fucking window.
Yeah.
And then I went there. And at the time, because I was like the younger kid, like in a group full of other people, called up a couple of people during my fucking rage.
Yeah.
I don't remember this shit. And then literally I get a call an hour later and they're like, hey, we're on our way. What the fuck are we going to do about this?
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, go home. I'm a college student. So they were ready to do some shit.
Yeah.
And it was one of the worst experiences of my fucking life. And I only remember this because we talked about me going through anger management. Right? And like when you get so angry sometimes, you just start to blank the fuck out.
Yeah.
It was so fucking nuts. And after that, I actually, I stayed at the school for the rest of that year and I just decided to drop out because I couldn't handle it anymore because I'm still a very like combative person. Obviously I have a huge mouthpiece on me. So I saw a Facebook post, and at the time, when, if you guys don't know, only college students could be on Facebook.
Right, right.
And so this dude posts up this thing. He goes, I just had the worst night of my life. I have a broken nose. And he showed a photo of his shit. His shit was busted.
Yeah.
From the one punch to his fucking face.
Mm.
It turns out, that girl, Demi and Reyna, who decided to jump somebody at a birthday party, we actually had a class together that we signed up for.
Oh, shit.
Didn't fucking know. Saw them in class, bro. I feel bad. I wouldn't have handled it now, but I literally saw them in class and I sat right behind them.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you need to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that dude was taking that class with them and he saw me and he just fucking left. But yeah.
David Stowe's a menace.
I had a lot of anger issues, dude. So I had to go through like anger management counseling, because you find out that when you grow up in, you know, pretty bad areas, you start developing these habits that you don't need later on when you're an adult. You don't live like that anymore.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah.
You know,
makes
like
a
you
lot
just
of sense.
You just start being angry all the fucking time. You're just staring at people for no fucking reason.
Right.
When you could just wear the straw hat and just smile.
And then someone commented on that guy's Facebook post and they're like, he got dumped this year. Okay. Give him a break.
I'm sorry. Now, I tell you something. Going back home and telling my dad I was dropping out was fucking hard, dude.
Mm.
You are a fat piece of shit.
You know, your story actually reminded me of, and I've told this, kind of just told the story on No Chaser, but there was one time, and this is just the knife part I want to talk about because it's funny. I threw a big house party at my family's house when I was still living at home, right? And it was actually ended up being a huge party because my dumbass posted on MySpace, yo, I'm having a party here at my house, come through. So it was like a lot of people were up there, you know what I'm saying? And it was one of those house parties you throw and then random people you've never seen before in your life start showing up in your house.
Oh,
it was one of those, right? So anyways, there was a point where my homegirl, she was with her boyfriend, and for whatever reason, this guy and this other dude we knew started getting into a fight, right, in the front yard. My boy, the not boyfriend, he was way bigger and, like, tossed this guy in, like, to the plants in front of, like, the front door. Ugh. And I remember just being like, my mom's plants!
Her begonias! Oh, my God!
And you've seen how sad my mom gets when her plants are damaged.
That's one of the funniest photos I've ever seen in my life.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. So then, and this dude actually, this dude ended up pulling out a knife.
Oh, my God.
But then the police, someone said the police were coming, so they threw the knife in the sewer, and then later on, my homegirl called me. She's like, hey, do you still have his knife? It's like a really expensive knife. I was like, girl, we threw that shit in the sewer. That's gone,
yeah,
right?
Are you fucking crazy?
But yeah, I just want to talk about the plants.
So there used to be this 18 and over club called Pilare out in Sacramento.
Okay.
A lot of fucking like thugs and, you know, people used to bang, used to go there all the time. Like, you know, everybody's trying to pick up chicks or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of the youngins would go there, right?
Yeah.
You know, me growing up in a bad area, these guys were not gang members when I first knew them. They were just friends. We were kids, you know, playing around. So I see this. The club gets shut down that night and everybody's running out, right? I don't know what the fuck is happening because I didn't go in yet.
Uh-huh.
I see one of my homies running out. And he's like, yo. I was like, yo, what the fuck's going on? He goes, yo. And he's like grabbing me to get away. I was like, what happened? He was like, I fucking stabbed somebody in there.
Oh, God.
I was like, dog, what happened? Bro, let me tell you what this fool stabbed this guy with. You know the nail clipper? The little thing that you flip
out? Oh, the little thing that you used to pick the junk out of your toes?
It's like, yeah. Apparently he got into a fight and he started stabbing somebody with that shit. I'm like, dog, what kind of ghetto shit is this, bro?
Like multiple, like
I guess he just started fucking trying to like cut somebody with that shit because he got into a fight in there.
Wow.
I was like, dude, that's disgusting, man. Stab me with a clean knife instead. That is gross.
The man died from a toe jam infection to his wound.
I like how everybody uses that shit to get the fucking toe jam out.
Yeah.
And it's not for it, it's a file apparently.
It's a file, and that little point is to dig your toe jam out.
Oh, is it?
There's a little point.
Oh my God, that thing smells so bad.
Oh, I dig it out and I grab it and I take it to my finger and I smell it. You have to smell it.
You only smell it once.
I smell it all the time.
No, Tim.
Yes, and you know what's gross too? When you floss, and you know how sometimes your finger rubs on the rest of the floss when you get, oh, smell your fucking fingers, dog.
Oh, I've done that once. I don't do it again.
I do it every motherfucking time, dog.
I don't do that. No.
It's disgusting.
It is gross, especially like if one night you don't brush your teeth and you don't floss, the next morning, the gunk, disgusting.
Horrible. And I, for some reason, I have very, I guess there's a couple of teeth that like the gaps in between, like the little, they're kind of like big, I get some big chunks of teeth.
Oh,
in
I
there.
Have huge gaps. So yeah. Like my shit gets stuck all the time.
Oh, bro, when I floss sometimes, she was like, how is that chunk of food coming out of your teeth?
It's a full T-bone.
It's
that's your fucking leftover diet, just the shit in your teeth. Disgusting.
Okay, wait. What were we talking about? Because flossing, funky toes. Oh, yes. Okay. So you were talking about that guy that got stabbed. I wanted to say I used to almost get into fights because my thing when I would go to house parties and shit is I would just like, you know, like if two girls were dancing, this is really young me. This was like, I don't know, 18, 19. If two girls were dancing, I would wedge myself in between and dance with them and see if they would either laugh or like see what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, until that fucking girl's with somebody and then you get your ass beat.
So
dude.
One time I was at a party.
Oh, Tim, no. This is like my anxiety kicking in.
I was at a house party. Mind you, it's a bunch of 18-year-olds. Everyone's mad young, right? 18-year-olds. I see these two girls dancing. I try to get in there and grind. Like, I'm being stupid, right? I'm not, like, trying to be sexy and shit. I just jump in there. I'm trying to
make
dance.
Them laugh?
Yeah. And then they're like, what the fuck? I have a boyfriend, right? So I'm like, oh, sorry, whatever. So the party's whack. So me, Rick, homie Chris, I grabbed a giant bag of, like, probably, like, either barbecue Lay's or salt and vinegar Lay's. I'm like, well, we're leaving this party. I'm going to take these chips, right? I had this giant bag of Lay's. And then I guess this girl told her boyfriend that I had grinded on her. But we're already down the block, bro. So this guy, mind you, we're so far gone. But this guy, I guess, was trying to like show that he was defending his girl's honor in front of her.
I was like, did you see the way I was dancing, dude?
Yeah.
Did you fucking see it?
But he yells down the street. He's like, hey, bro, that's my girl. And I'm like, so everyone at the party turns around. They're looking at me. And I have my chips. And I was like, My bad.
Everyone at the party starts cracking up. And this guy just feels like, he's like, fuck, what can he do?
Well,
you
know? What was he doing? It's done.
It's done.
It's like coming, it's like him trying to think of a comeback for 2 hours.
Exactly.
And he comes back, he goes, and your mom's a bitch!
Well, the shrimp store called.
and the
ocean calls, and they run out of shrimp. Okay, so my mom's plants.
Well, the drug store called, and they ran out of you!
That's right. Well, I had sex with your wife.
Seinfeld, guys. Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld. It's a great show if you guys haven't watched. It's all on Hulu. You should check it out.
Yes, please.
And it's on Netflix, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we talked about this before, but one time...
My bad.
My mom... Someone had cut my fucking mom's plants that she was growing. She has these big pots of plants outside their house. And one day they text me online, which is the app that a lot of Asian people use, a lot of Thai people use it. And Thai parents are so funny because they have no understanding of, like, there's text messages, there's Line, and there's Facebook. But my dad will be like, yeah, just, you know... Just line me this. I just lined you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But I texted you, though. Did you get my text? He's like, online? I'm like, no, it's text.
Jesus, dude. That shit already frustrates me.
Yeah, dog, it's... Yes, I just don't even... I try not to. So anyways, they're like, someone stole your mom's plants. And it's so... They send a picture of my mom just sitting on this giant... pot with half the shit gone, just looking like, you know, her puppy just died.
You know what the funniest thing about that photo is to me? The reason why I laugh so hard is the fact that your dad took that photo and he waited for the right moment for your mom to look like the saddest human being ever, dude.
I sent that to David and he died.
Oh, dude, I was crying laughing, dude. I was like, dude, I can't believe your dad took this photo, dude.
Oh, man. You know, hey, she was sad, bro.
He's my plan.
Well, I'm going to call my mom and we'll be right back. Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks. You know, speaking of defending people's honor, so I had the girlfriend that I was with before Mariel, I remember I got in hell of trouble because I feel like when you do so many jokes in your life, you always think about the joke first versus the situation.
Right.
And so.
Oh, yes. And before the consequences.
Exactly. I got in such, I got in such trouble because I can't even tell the story because I'm looking at this poison going into this cup.
I'm not going to see you for 2 weeks while you're in Hawaii.
1 week, you asshole.
Cheers.
Malot! Oh, fucking Omari hot dogs. Oh, I feel it in my liver. Oh. What is this, Malot?
Malot.
I feel terminated.
Get it out of my system.
Why would people in Chicago drink this?
I just want to have this pizza. I can have the pizza.
I wonder if Arnold hates shit like this. I can't go anywhere without you guys making fun of me.
I don't even sound like that. Oh, God.
Oh, seriously, I think I'm hurting.
Okay.
The girl that I was going out with before Mariel, I just thought of this funny-ass opportunity to do this joke where we were at the airport, and there was this, like, larger fellow, larger black man that was hitting on her. She thought she was very cute. Uh-huh. Starts hitting on her. She's, you know, kind of aggressively. And she starts feeling really uncomfortable. And this is, like, I just dropped her off. I parked my car, dropped her off, and I was on my way back. And I just turned around, and I noticed that, and I got a text. She goes, hey, this guy's making me feel really uncomfortable. Mm. I see the text, and I think normally a guy would be like, okay, I got to protect my girl. I see it, And honestly, the guy's not being that aggressive in my head, right?
I'm like, right.
I start giggling, and I go run behind a pillar.
To watch.
To watch. She goes, she's like texting me as she's like, he's talking to her, and she's like this, texting me on the phone. She goes, where are you? I was like, I'm already gone. Just send him a photo of me to know that you have a boyfriend. And I sent her a picture of Terry Crews butt naked with a basketball. And then I saw her face from a distance. Pissed off, bro. And I was like, oh, shit, I fucked up. But I'll tell you this, dude. People don't, I'm pretty sure anybody who saw me at the airport seeing me crying laughing just behind a pillar. But honestly, all she could have said was like,
I have a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she wanted me to go there and handle. I was like, handle what? He's not, like, if he was being aggressive and was, like, touching you or showed any type of aggression, then yeah. But he's just hitting on you.
She's probably just, you know, didn't know what to say.
She'd be like, I have a boyfriend, and show him the picture of Terry Crews.
This is such a problem for me that I have to check myself, where I always want to go for the joke first without thinking about the consequences, thinking about the what I have to do to like clean up afterwards. I will always go for the joke, and sometimes I have to like, hold on, is this worth it? Most of the time, it's totally worth it. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time specifically, this is one of the dumbest times. I was still like in high school. I was at Petey Flo's house. This fool, this is so stupid, but like this fool had a box of like CDs and posters and stuff that this company had sent him because he submitted some video for this contest, right? It was like CDs, posters, I don't know, little fucking, you know, knickknacks and shit. He's like, hey man, look, this company just sent me this box because I submitted a video and like, you know, it was dope. And I was like, damn, they sent you that box? And then I grabbed the box, I dumped everything out. I'm like, this box is tight, dog. Whoa, this is a cool ass fucking box. Everything is everywhere, right? And I'm dying laughing. And he's like, you're so fucking dumb. And I sat there for like 10 minutes picking everything up.
Oh my God.
But I was like, I don't care. This was worth it.
Bro, let me tell you, I'll one up you, dude. I'll fucking one up you, man. Aw, damn. I don't know why I feel so embarrassed telling this fucking story. So I've done this a couple of times in my life where I didn't understand the position that I have in when a bunch of people are a bunch of thugs. Mm. Because we're clowns, you know, we joke around. So there used to be this game called 52 card pickup.
Yes.
So you know, when you're a bunch of around Vietnamese people, there's a game called 13, and we play 13 and shit. Mm. And so I grabbed the card. I was like, you heard a 52 card pickup?
Uh-huh.
And I went and I flicked it all out.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's laughing. And this guy looked at me, goes, pick that shit up, faggot. Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
I started picking up the cards, and I'm like, why did I do this joke? It wasn't even that funny. And he was going to kill me, dude.
I have a similar story.
And that's during the time, I didn't say I say the word F word, but that's what he called me. And I was scared.
One time, I was at Six Flags. I was young. I was probably like in fifth grade, right? And there's that one scene in Austin Powers where he's walking through the casino and he sees a guy and he's like, oh, so there you are. And the guy's like, do I know you? And Austin Powers is like, no, but that's where you are there. And he keeps walking, being stupid, like just the dumbest shit, right? So I'm at Six Flags and me and my buddies, we're just being fucking dumbass kids, saying random shit to people. And there was this like group of like cholos.
Oh no.
With their girlfriends. And one of them walks by. I'm like, so there you are. And he's like, what's up? And I'm like, no, but that's where you are, there. I start cracking up. He's like, what the fuck? This girl's like, yo, what the fuck? And they all like, they want to fight me, bro. This dude wants to fight me. He has no idea what I'm talking about, but this Jolo dude wanted to fight me, dog. And I'm just like, no, I was just playing. It's for a movie. It ended up being nothing. But he was like pissed, dog.
I was like, dude, clearly you don't fucking watch movies.
Yeah, and I was like, have you not seen Austin Powers? It's like so funny, bro.
At that party, what if like that dude that was like, hey, what's up, bro? You hit my girl. You turned around and you're just like, I'm gay.
Oh, yeah. What a good like way to get out of a fight.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You going to beat up this gay guy for dancing with your girl, dude?
There's this video of it's his, one of the YouTube homies. He like, it's like how to get out of a fight. And it's like this like super like big buff dude comes up to him trying to fight, and he starts twerking. And then that guy's like, oh shit, what the fuck? He's like, all right, never mind.
This is a different situation.
I have a 52 card pickup story for you. This girl that I went to high school with, she was so dumb. And we're in math class, and I was like, you ever play 52 card pickup? She's like, no, what's that? I had the deck of cards, went, brah, right? They go everywhere. I'm like, pick them up. She goes and starts picking them all up, thinking she's playing the game. And so the people in class are like cracking up. And then she's like, and she gets all the cards, hands them back to me. She's like, that's it? I'm like, yeah, now see how fast you can do it. Brap! I did it again. See how fast now. She's like, okay. Starts picking them up fast, bro. And I felt bad after like the third time. I'm like, okay.
No. That is not your fault. That is not your fault. If she didn't get it after the first one, and then she did two, and then three, that's all her.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah, she was a little, you know, she's, God bless
High
her.
High school is such a weird phase. Like, when I think about it, like, all the dumb stories that came out of it, how many, like, stupid shit that we used to do. And then when I think about it, too, like, there's like stories that I remember when I was in college, I would tell to other people, like, we would share, like, high school stories, and I started to realize, like, oh, I grew up really poor because they don't have the same stories, right? Because they went to like blue ribbon high schools.
Okay.
They don't have a girl fucking kicking a pregnant teacher in the stomach. And,
oh, God.
Dude, that shit was nuts. Like, I remember in high school, there was a girl who got into an argument with one of the teachers. She was like in her like second trimester. And this girl literally told the teacher to her face, she goes, if you keep pissing me off, I'm going to fucking kick you in your pregnant stomach. And she fucking donkey kicked her in her gut.
Oh, my God.
Dog, our school was nuts, man. And I was shocked because I'm like, what kind of fucking human being would kick a pregnant woman in her stomach?
Yeah, seriously.
This is the type of school that I went to.
Did that girl suffer any consequences?
No, she had the baby perfectly fine. Oh, but I just remember watching her clutch her baby's stomach and crying. And I was like mortified, especially because the girl who kicked her in the stomach was so cute. Like, why? You're too cute to behave like this.
You know, there's a lot of shit that like kind of goes like there's something that went viral recently from a school. And I thought. My first instinct when I watched it was like, it's not that crazy. You feel me? Because I feel like if cell phones were around when we were in school like that, a lot of crazier shit would have got recorded.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Dude.
Did you see this clip that went kind of viral recently of the faculty member that was arguing with the girl at the school? And he's like, tell your daddy to come see me. Tell your daddy to come see me. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So they're arguing. It's in the cafeteria. A faculty member, I don't know if he's a teacher or a coach or whatever he is, right? But he's a faculty member. And he's arguing with this girl in the cafeteria. The girl is off camera, but the camera's on the teacher. And he's like, whatever, tell your daddy, come talk to me. We need to talk. Tell your daddy, come talk to me. He's like, you hear me? And she's like, whatever, my daddy's dead. My daddy's dead. And he goes, well, dig him up and tell him to come talk to me. Everyone goes, oh!
That's good.
So now there was all this controversy. People were arguing. They were like, yo, and they were like, nah, she's being disrespectful. He was just, you know.
Yeah, he's good.
Here's the thing. My first, and people were like, yo, that's so out of pocket. But for me, my first initial thought was that her dad's not really dead. She's just trolling. It's like, you know, that's just what you, like, yo, tell your dad, come talk to me. She's like, nah, guess what? My dad's dead, right? And he was like, fine, you want to troll me? I'm going to troll you back, right? Yeah. Kind of like one thing, a joke that I always used to do with, you know, a heckler or a hater back in the day is when you tell somebody like, I fucked your mom, whatever, right? And they're like, well, guess what? My mom's dead. Yeah. And then you go, well, that's probably why she was so cold. And that's just kind of a back and forth.
One up.
Yeah, it's kind of like. You know her mom. You know this guy's mom isn't really dead. It's just that's the back and forth, right? And for me, when I saw that, I thought that's exactly what he's doing. She's like, "Fine, your dad's dead. Dig his ass up and let's have a conversation, right?" But it was like a whole thing on social media. Like, should he get fired? Should he? You know, was this inappropriate? And yeah, it's kind of inappropriate. But I feel like when you're arguing like that, if you want to be disrespectful,
let's get it.
Also,
too, the teachers like that were always my favorite teachers.
Samesies, dog.
Because they would be human. mm-hmm. you know? Like, they understood, like, professional boundaries. Like, they're not overcoming dinner and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But if you want to fuck around, they would fuck around with you, and they would do it better.
Bro, right? There was a substitute at Paramount High that I loved. I forgot his name. He was this white guy. But he ended up getting fired because somebody was offended by one of his jokes that he made.
Oh, my God, what a dweeb!
I know. And he used to make a lot of, like, fucking, like, racial jokes, sexual jokes, and I just thought he was so funny. Like, he would make Asian jokes to me, but he would crack on everybody the same way. You know, it was equal opportunity jokes for everybody. And one day, I remember specifically, this is what he got fired for, but we all laughed at this. Mm-hmm. So this girl in the class, let's say his name was like Mr. Roberts, right? This girl was like, Mr. Roberts, like, you're gay, huh? Like, you're, like, super gay, right? She's like, the way you sit, look at how you cross your legs, like, you're gay, right?
Well, that's already hella inappropriate.
Yeah, but this was summer school, too, so it's anything goes, bro.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, it's all good.
Exactly. So he goes, you think I'm gay? Really? You think I'm gay? Do you have sex right now? Let's have sex right now in the class. And everyone starts cracking up.
No, that's so good.
And he ended up getting fired, man, because somebody got offended. Like, I just saw him packing his shit. Like, he's like, and
he had apologized, didn't he?
Probably. I was like, what happened, man? He's like, ah, man, some fucking kid got, like, offended by something I said. I was like, what? It made me upset. But
that sucks, man. Like, I actually know a teacher that I really, really fucking liked. He retired early because he got sick of fucking sensitive kids. Because when we had him and... Mind you, like I mentioned before, like I took AP class. I didn't know what it was for. Mm-hmm. He was like one of the AP classes I stuck around with, and I did really well because he was such a good teacher. He had a good relationship with the kids. So me and my buddy went to go visit him, and he was retiring early, and we went to go see him because he was retiring. I'm like, why are you retiring? He goes, honestly, it's like these kids, they're soft. Mm. He goes, I don't have a relationship with any of these kids because they're always looking to like cancel somebody. Mm. And so like, for example, he was literally in the class and then other kids are coming in to sign up for AP classes. And this kid brings in his form, but he handwrites everything. And he looks at him and he goes, you ever heard of a typewriter before? So he goes, why? He goes, you probably invested in it. This handwriting's crazy. Bro, I started busting up laughing. And this kid like goes and rolls his eyes and walks out. It's like, he goes, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I can't joke with these kids.
Wow.
And then he said like his last straw was... During an AP English class, there's a communication portion where you have to do an oral presentation. And you have to start sucking dick. No, an oral presentation. And this kid complained to his mom that he was uncomfortable doing this part. That's a part of the curriculum. And then his mom starts chewing him out, saying that you're forcing my kid to do uncomfortable things.
He's like, yeah, I think you mentioned this.
Yeah, it's like, bro, it's communications. This is a part of the course.
Why are you in that class?
Why are you in the AP English class then? You know what was up.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm done. He's like, I can't teach these kids anything. Yeah. Like, this is just it for me. I felt so sad because he's one of the best teachers I've ever had.
That's why I'm going to homeschool Veda, bro. She's going to learn whatever I teach her.
She's not going to know anything but how to pick her toes and eat toe jam.
Have you seen me play Jeopardy, sir?
Yeah, that's already weird.
And we're going to talk about it after this break.
Have you ever thought about what would happen the first day that Veda brings a boy home?
Yeah, I have. I have thought about it.
Okay, guess what? I'm Veda. Hi, Dad.
Did you do anything to the hat?
No. I just realized I didn't do anything, dude.
There you go.
Oh, dude, your daughter's Neo. Well, too, but I can't help it. I like the way it feels,
oh my
dick.
Oh, God. Oh, Veda.
What if she's just like, Dad, this is my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. We've actually been together for a whole year, and I was scared to tell you.
Oh.
But, yes, this is my boyfriend. And those times that I said I was in SAT class, I was not.
Oh, my God.
I was having just animal sex.
No!
And I love it so much.
Well, first of all, Veda, it's crazy that
I'm sorry.
You're 19 and this is your first boyfriend because I'm so glad you waited that long. That's really cool. But not gonna lie, if that was the case, for one, I would be upset that she waited a whole year to tell me. I really want to make sure and have a relationship with her where she feels comfortable come to me for anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I want her from the jump to be able to tell me about some boy she had a crush on and it not be weird. And, like, you know, for me, look, when I first hit puberty and I got pubes, I was like, hey, mom, dad, I got some pubes. And they were like, what? Show it. Show us. And I was like, all right. So I like show them my pubes growing out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're really close.
Yeah, and I want to be able to just have that type of communication where it's like nothing is weird, nothing is embarrassing. You know, I don't want her to fucking have to hide shit or feel like she's going to get in trouble for,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
especially
when
it's something natural like boys or her period or, oh, this is funny. When I went to Canada, you know, when Chia and Veda had been out there for like a week with her family already, I get there and I'm like, how are you guys? And she was like, Veda's good. She learned how to do this now. And I'm like, oh, I miss that. She's like, yeah, she does this thing where she does this. I'm like, oh, how cute. And she was like, and she got her period. I started cracking up. I was like, that's a funny joke. Oh, here's a funny shit too. Sergio, the barber, I fucking told him that Chia made that joke when I got to Canada, right? And like, I told him, like, yeah, Chia's like, oh, and Veda got her period. And Sergio's like, no, did she really? I'm like, Sergio.
That's so funny. This was so sweet, dude.
He's the sweetest man ever.
I love that sweet little boy. I feel like that's what I always want, but I feel like guy parents are always so weird about their daughter growing up and being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the hardest thing to fucking deal with, because if it's a boy, you know, I feel like guys would be like, okay, yeah. But I wonder how moms feel about their boys.
I wonder. Well, you know what? For me, right? And who knows if this would have been different if my parents had a daughter, right?
Yeah.
But once I started bringing girls over, my parents did not care. Like, they were just kind of like, my dad was always just saying, just don't get anyone pregnant. And that's fine. And I would have girls over all the time, alone, in my room, door closed, right?
Tim, gonna get some pussy today.
Hey, oh, wait, have I told you this story? One time, I had a girl in my room, and yes, we were engaging in coitus. And Jeopardy word there for you.
Yes.
And I came downstairs to get some juice because I love some juice after some sweaty coitus.
This podcast is brought to you by Orange Juice. Coitus juice.
Use our code MinuteMaid.com/dudes. So I come down to get juice, and my dad's like, hey, did you hump her?
Why?
He's like, did you hump her?
Why hump?
Did you hump her? And I'm like, what? He's like, did you hump her? And I'm like, no. And he's like, I heard you.
Your technique is so bad.
He's like, you finished too fast. Nah, but like, my bed was super creaky. So when I was having sex up there, they knew, you know what I'm saying? But they were never mad about it. They were just like, hey, just don't get anyone pregnant, you know?
I remember, I'm pretty sure my parents already knew this, dude. But I was obviously out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a girl that, she was actually the one that taught me how to do photos. Like, okay. 'Cause she had a photographer. I actually used to work for her. And I remember I just brought it to the back, and my dad's like, oh, what's she doing? I was like, oh, we're going to work on some photos. And my dad's kind of like, ugh, yeah, right, dude.
Yeah.
And guess what? We had some coitus.
Yeah.
let me tell you what I did, mate. I looked at her. I said, hey, you know what? Take off your garments. And I want to fellatio you.
No, you would cunnilingus.
I want to caligula you. I'll give you the cunnilingus.
I said, I turned around. Bent over for some stinky, sweet, sweaty coitus, bro.
By the way, she had a penis, so that's why I fellatioed her.
Yeah.
Cunnilingus her after two, had both of them.
Wow.
Yes. I used to take a penis and stick it in a belly button, and I would tell her to charge right up. Stick it right in there.
Well, that is beautiful.
Isn't it? Isn't it? It was great having that little dirty sex.
I like it.
Dude, can you even imagine the fact that you guys know, and maybe you haven't thought of this, your parents had a lot of sex. For you to be born, they had to have sex.
Yeah, I think about that.
All the time.
I think about that all the time when I'm having sex. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember once when I was a little ass kid, this eighth grader, he was talking to me. He was randomly. Eighth grader named Wendell. I remember it so vividly too. I was probably like in second grade. He's like, hey, your parents be doing it.
Yo, Wendell, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. Fucking weird, right? Like, your parents still be doing it? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, they ever done it before? He's like, I'm like, yeah. He's like, how you know? He's like laughing. I'm like, they had me? And he started cracking up, telling all the eighth grade guys. And I was like, yeah, I'm funny. I made the eighth graders laugh.
Yo, this the Asian dude? Fucking funny, man. You know what he said? He said,
they had me. Danny.
Turn around. He was like,
my bad. Oh, man. Your parents used to do it too, you know?
I know. And that's the weird thing. I actually got into a fight in high school. Damn, you're bringing up some random ass memories.
Wow.
So in high school, because I grew up as a Christian kid, right? Listen, I know that my parents were having sex, right? But I don't know why, but this dude was like, he was like super atheist. Okay. You know? And I didn't give a fuck what the fuck you were, right? You know, just you live your life, I live my life, right? Yeah. And then he was like talking and something along the lines of, you know, at the time, no matter what they were saying, if anybody said anything about your parents, your mom, your dad, it was just, you were gonna fight. And this dude was just like, hey, you know what? Your dad's a pastor, right? I'm like, yeah. He goes, you know, he was fucking your mom.
Yes!
And for some reason, it's funny.
It's really
but
funny.
Because he said my mom, it made me fucking mad. He goes, you know what? Your dad was fucking your mom. And then other people started laughing.
I mean, it's really funny.
Right? But then it started making me mad.
Of course, yeah.
Right? And like, when I look back at it now, it's like, there's really nothing to get mad about. Right. You could have just laughed with it. But, yeah. You know, when you have ego as a kid, the first thing I said was, what? Hey, don't talk about my mom. He goes, why can't I talk about it when your dad's fucking her? Bro, I got so fucking mad. I was like, say that shit again. And he goes, your dad was, and he starts doing this. He goes, fucking your mom, like that.
I am dead. I never say that.
Dude. I don't think he just knew how to get under my nerves. And he's like this, fucking your and on his third thrust, I fucking slapped the living shit out of him, dude. And I slapped this fool. Everybody's going, oh, shit, right? And I was like, don't ever fucking talk about my mom. And this dude is so fucking stupid. He just had to make one more joke.
Oh, my God.
I literally slap him, right? Yeah. And then this one, you think about it now. It's really funny, yeah. Right? He goes, you fucking slapped me, dude. You slapped me, right? I was like, yeah, I'll fucking slap you again. He goes, yeah. Because your dad was slapping your mama's ass.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. And then he just fucking runs.
See? The joke is worth it, dude.
I slapped the shit out of him, dude. And he made that one joke, and he just bolted, dude. Dog.
This kid is a genius.
Genius. This kid's a genius. He roasted me so hard over nothing, and I could have just rolled with the joke because it was funny.
Yeah.
Dog, this part?
I mean... Look, you say anything with the right energy and it comes off offensive.
He was DC Young Fly.
Fucking your mom. Like, ah!
Yeah.
Not like if you your dad was fucking your mom, little Asian boy, big Asian boy ass head. But like you say anything with the right energy, you could be stating facts and it's fucking like you feel offended. Yeah, you fucking Asian. It's like, oh shit. Why am I feel offended by that? I remember, oh, you just reminded me, dog, of this one time. I don't know why I got offended. Because this guy was like, he wasn't necessarily saying anything offensive unless you really want to like read into it, right? But my mom had made some chicken for some potluck, and there was leftovers of it, and I'm bringing it back, and me and this dude and this other dude were all in a car being driven back home, getting dropped off, right? So I had leftovers. I'm like, y'all want to have some of this fucking chicken, right? So this dude, he's eating the chicken, and he's like, he takes a bite, he's like, what is this, duck? And I'm like, nah, it's chicken, right? And he's like, it's good duck. And I'm like, it's not duck, it's chicken. He's like, tastes like duck. Is this duck? And he kept asking me if it was duck. And I was getting fucking pissed, bro. And then I'm like, and the other homie's cracking up that I'm getting pissed. And I'm like,
over something so dumb.
And I'm like, is this motherfucker, what? Because I'm Asian, you think it's duck in my head, right? But I'm like, should I be getting mad at this?
And
I
was like, lost at that
I was
point.
Confused. I know.
And you know what? Your dad was fucking your mom
while eating duck.
God, dude. Oh, dude. I fucking, that random ass memory, dude. I hella forgot about that shit. I'm already getting flush from embarrassment of how I handled it. I handled it terribly.
Fucking your mom. Yeah. Your dad's a pastor, right?
Yeah, your dad's a pastor, right? Your dad was fucking your mom.
Whew. All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of
as much as we did.
I'm hot. I was
so am I.
That made me laugh so much. Well, thank you guys for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Hey, man, you're going to Hawaii next week. I hope you have fun out there.
Oh, the next episode's after this, I'm going to be dark and crispy.
Oh, and you're going to have so much delicious food out there, dog.
I'm going to have to control myself because your boy, you know, his cholesterol's a little high, so, you know.
Samesies.
Oh, well, we're both going to die.
We're all going to die. Thank you for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. We're all going to die one day. Don't forget, I'm Tim Chantharoxu.
And I'm David So.
Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes.